You're back. Yes, you may re-enter the exhibit. That is what an all-day entry ticket guarantees. However, please note that your ticket contains instructions regarding thresholds. It would be time-consuming to extricate you if you were to lose your way in the liminal space. Enjoy examining the artifacts more closely, and don't get eaten by the Minotaur. A selection of newspaper articles concerning the youth of Jacqueline of the Agricola family. The Stalking Wheat, 3rd day, 13th month, 1025 post accords. Children of the Corn, proprietors. Citizens bite their noses at tax collectors. For the first time in living memory, all taxes have been paid. Every sentient resident of our fair land, from the meanest shadow to the mightiest oak-dwelling dryad, has given the treasury its due. It's terrible, said an unnamed representative of the Capital Revenue and Acquisitions Partnership. Everyone's paid their taxes. Early. There are no fines to levy. None. I can't imagine what this is going to do for our expenditures. Our budgeting depends on people's laziness and subsequent penalty clause invocations. When asked, local farmers and harvesters refused to comment on the source of their bounty. Well, said one, good years do happen. It's inevitable, really. Ceres was very generous to us this year, and we have reaped well. Conflicting reports circulate in kingdom streets, and booking and betting continues in the usual places under the turnip leaves. The favoured explanation is straightforward. This year's sacrifices were particularly ripe, and the gods have, indeed, favoured our kingdom. Other speculative vagaries include shoe leather transmogrifying into diamonds overnight, an unlicensed curse, and waterfowl defecating precious metals. No dragon could be reached for historical comment. The Kingdom Crier, 20th day, 6th month, 1026 post accords, a subdivision of Monarch Scholastic Papers. J. Quentin Octor, editor. Crumbling Kingdom or Natural Cycle? A sense of unease permeates Panarium, the breadbasket of the kingdoms. Grain in the fields grows not, beer in the barrels ferments not, and rumours in the tavern rest not. Is the Golden Kingdom decaying from underneath? Can its mid-year crop yield compensate for a terrible spring? Scientists are saying the soil rapid that no nutrients remain, and opine that the soil would be less abysmal had it been scorched and then salted. What caused this precipitous decline in fertility? The dryads whisper of a mighty tree that drank all the magic from the land, and the giants speak of a new road into their countries. Jay of the Agricola family has been sent to the dragons for re-education, and the dynasty has been aiding local farmers without crafting blood contracts. One could speculate that these events are related, but such speculation would, of course, leave one subject to claims of libel. The Stalking Wheat, 17th day, 12th month, 1026 post accords. Children of the Corn, proprietors. Worst kingdom crash since Midas patty cake scandal. Panarium's treasury overflowed this weekend, and inflation devastated our economy and cracked our bindings. All treaties of other kingdoms are subject to renegotiation under new terms, and reliable sources say that the ministers of taxation and investment have retreated into a fire swamp to meditate and restore their health. After the catastrophic crop failure of the cycle, Panarion seemed on track for recovery. Following countless hours of divining, 3 libraries of books, and no less than 42 heroic efforts, the Agricola stabilized the beanstalk that was supping from our lands, and it has since become the center of several magical studies, attracting sorcerer botanists, and their generous funding, to our fields in record numbers. Publicans reported that the scales of justice were satisfied, for the merchant who brought the terrible stalk into our borders had been sent on an adventure. The ledgers in the tax collector's books remained in the black after last cycle's generous universal overpayments, and the frost grape harvest promised Windness much joy. Alas, the peace of our kingdom was soon broken by the greed of miscreants. The golden goose continued to lay golden eggs, and unknown individuals conspired to divert them from their proper destination. They gilded Panarium's coffers without restraint, and treasure chests and walls groaned with the extra weight. All pacts, enchantments, and treaties tied to the relative value of our currency began to vibrate, and they snapped when the exchange rate between Panarium's gold coins relative to other kingdoms' currency became irrevocably distorted. The exchange between gold and marshmallows, gold and garnets, and gold and willow is particularly dire, leaving experts with little hope for recovery during our monarch's reign. The Ballad of the Princess and the Dragon.
To me, I stride forward and I will meet her, giving no ground to fear or doubt. Never before has so much danger, power, risk confronted me. A dragon queen in her full glory, daring me to dance in the skies. But now we saw we together, and survey all we see below. I spy someone who is in peril, now we go to rescue them.